Crazy this world has gotten. And as I was, I drove down to the farm this morning, I was just lifting my heart to the Lord, but I was just made so aware, and it was so real to me, that we are not citizens of this world. We're not. What? And that's when you begin to think about that, that I was reminded of 1 Peter, it says we're aliens and strangers of this world. But one scripture did come to me when I thought about the craziness, and it's in Revelation, and I'm going to just refer to it. It talks about Babylon. Babylon the Great has fallen. It's become a home of demons and haunt of every evil spirit. But it comes down and says this: a voice from heaven said, "Come out of her, my people, so that you do not share in her sins, so that you not receive any of her plagues." And I was just aware that with all the stuff that's happening, God wants us to come out of that, not drink it in so much where it affects us. Does that make sense? So as I was meditating on this, I was reminded of the service last Sunday that I heard, and one phrase really stood out to me, how we need to get plugged into Jesus Christ. And the issue a lot of Christians do face, if we're honest, we get plugged in to this world. And that's where the Lord says, come out of that. Let's not be plugged into it so much. So how do you do that? I want to do it, don't y'all? You get plugged into Jesus Christ. And this is real simple, but I'm glad that God makes it simple. We don't need something so complicated. And I would just encourage myself and all of us, let's spend some quality time with him this week. Because Christianity, does, if it's just a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night, then we are going to be on life support. Would you all agree with that? I mean, this comes down to every day getting, waiting on the Lord. And I know by just what I face, that's not easy. Because we get so in this hurry and go mode, and it's just, Lord, help us to come out of Babylon. I just want to come out of this world. So I'm just encouraging us in a simple note. Meditate on what we heard this morning, but let's spend time with our Savior, and that's going to make a huge difference.
Amen. Praise God. This is wonderful, isn't it? I think there's a lot of us thinking the same thing. The Lord brought it forth this morning, and I'm glad. And, you know, I was just thinking back to when the Lord, after the Lord saved me, which is a miracle that I can remember back that far. But I was thinking, you know, when I left Switzerland, thankfully the guy I was with when I went down there, he wanted to go hitchhiking around Europe. Well, my heart really wasn't in that because I started reading the Word and I started finding out about Jesus. And it was so real. And one of the things that, the first thing that really touched my heart and changed me was where he said, don't be anxious about what you wear, what you eat, where you're going to be housed, or what you're, you know, all these things the world seeks after. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then when Phil mentioned that scripture where Jesus said, my kingdom's not of this world, when I read that, that just set me free. Because when God gets a hold of one of his children, he takes us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. We are no longer in this world. We aren't children of the world. We are children of God. Amen. And he placed us in that kingdom. And I just thought of the scripture I read just a while back. Phil and I are reading this through. But in Luke, Luke 21, verse 33, he starts out, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Then he says this to us, And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, which is carousing or having to do with this world, all involved in this world, things, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eye. Don't be overcharged with these things and drunkenness and the cares of this life. And so that they come upon you unaware, because you're all tied up in this. Your hearts are all tied up in this out here. It says, for as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. It's going to happen to them. They're not going to have a clue when Jesus comes through that sky. When he breaks through and this earth is being dissolved, they're not going to have a clue of what's going on. But we're not in darkness that this day should overtake us like a thief, because God always sends forth his word. This is so, so important. You know, and I got to thinking about all the evil that we're seeing now. They're just unmentionable things going on. And I thought, well, you know, the devil, he can't make people do anything. What's the problem? It's here. Because what's in our heart, you know, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. For out of the heart comes all the issues of life. What he does is he knows what's in your heart too. He knows what you want. But he can put something in front of you, and because he knows that that's what you want, he can really draw that out of you. And he can take a hold of you. He can take advantage of you and take a hold of you and make you do it. That's what's happening in the world. People see all these people doing these evil things, and they're trying to, come up with solutions based on human flesh and human eyes, psychology or whatever. And they don't see the real issue.
That's right.
Is that devils are loose like never before. And doing these things. But we need to get our eyes open. And I think God's helping us do that. I think, you know, just by Joel's testimony, and I know several of you could get up and say the same thing. I am so sick of this world. And I know I've been guilty. I've been tied up, and my heart's been tied up in the world to a degree, because of some of the issues in my life. But God is showing me that I need to, I just been crying out to him, God, help me. You know, help me. I want to move with you and your Father in your kingdom. I want to be a worker together with you. I want to let go of everything and just let you lead and guide and direct. That's been the cry of my heart, because this world, there's nothing down here to live for. And when I get tied up in the world, I'm most miserable. But when I'm really involved with the Lord and his people and his church, I mean, I love you guys. I love all of you, even those that are watching me on Zoom. I love you guys. You know, I think of some of the ones that we've been visiting, and we haven't communicated with them like we should. Rusty and Barbara Siren up in Virginia, and Joe and Jane there in Ohio, and you know, Jay and Jeannie Jacobs up in Indiana. I love these people, and I think God's working with them and helping them. We try to stay in communication, though I haven't done a very good job of it. But I'm going to tell you, that's what God wants. He wants us to be... communicate with each other, to be what God's called us, to love one another, you know. And we're going through a lot of trials and struggles right now, but I'm going to tell you, God's the author and the finisher of your faith.
Amen.
And he's going to get you through it, and one way or the other. I mean, you know, God, he's got a purpose that we don't see. Let's just keep our eyes on the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Let's seek these things. God will provide for everything else that we have need of. He has all my life. I was thinking this morning, when we were praying, I said, God, I just want to thank you and praise you, because you've been merciful to me far above what I deserve. You've been gracious. You've forgiven me so much. And you've provided for me all these years. You've protected me. I could have been killed 100 times, but God's protected. I mean, we just got so much to be thankful for. We really do. And if we'll just stop. I mean, the world today, it seems like the spirit of this world is just so pressing us to go, 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 do this. You got to do this. You can't sit still for a minute and just rest and relax and think about the Lord and think about his goodness. But we need that time, beloved. You need to take that time to go out and pray and really seek God. And God is faithful, like we've heard this morning. God is faithful. He's going to give you what you need to get through. I don't know. I just wanted to share that. It's real. And this message is real. And I want to take it to heart, and I want to really keep praying in that direction. God is good to us, isn't he? I told Ricky this morning, he asked me how I was doing. I said, well, one thing is that I can stand on the word about is that God is good. You know, even Jesus said, why callest thou me good? There's none good but God. So I've got authority to say God's good, isn't he? And we can praise him. Thank the Lord.